Shliala is an initiative by the Irish Jesuits, and its main focus is to work with young adults, particularly in the age group between 18 and 35.
And what type of initiatives are you involved with?
Well, Shliala offers quite a wide variety of initiatives, from one-day retreats to working abroad in developing countries such as Zambia and Colombia. We have a gospel mass here on Sunday nights in Gardiner Street, which attracts quite a large number of young adults. In particular, we have a full-time 10-month volunteering programme, and that attracts a small number of people who kind of want to work in projects with a social justice theme and to live as part of a small community. We also offer personal development programs and theological workshops. And other events include things like socializing, parties, weekends away. And we're particularly interested in going to Europe, particularly places like Taizé, France, Compostela in Spain.
Tell me about the 10-month program.
Well, the 10-month program was formerly known, people would know it as the JVC program, and it's now Shliala full-time volunteering. It's a program that invites young adults to maybe take space or time out from a career or from college. And it's a very challenging time. It's a time where a small number of 3 to 4 people would live together as community. It's under the directorship of Ronan Barry, who's here as part of the Shliala team. And they live presently in Ballymun in one of the flats. And they live there and work in a number of projects in Dublin City, mainly in the Dublin City area.
What exactly does that achieve then?
I think one of its objectives is to give young adults an opportunity to maybe reflect a little bit. And in particular, there's a lot of personal development and training in the year. So they are very well managed by Ronan here. And they come together as a small community, very much living out of the Ignatian tradition, which is kind of looking at spirituality through that lens of finding God in all things and sharing together. And I think what it does, or the feedback, it would be just a very different time and space for people to grow from within themselves.
And then what type of projects do you run abroad? You mentioned Zambia and Colombia.
Indeed, Miriam. We have two projects that we're involved in, particularly in Zambia and Colombia. In particular, the Zambia and Colombia trips are short-term volunteering. So for 3 weeks, there is an invitation for young adults to experience a different way of life. Again, like using the philosophy of Shliala, which is to be in solidarity with people wherever we are. And this is our fifth year going out. And it's small in terms of numbers. We have 19 volunteers actually going out this year to Lusaka. And we work very closely with the Irish Jesuits out there and the Archdiocese, and also with the Colombian Jesuits in Bogota.
Do you find that after the 10-month volunteer program and the international volunteer program, that maybe people come back different or they've changed their perspective on life?
I think it's very different for individuals. I think I can say that it allows people to maybe grow in a way that they thought wasn't possible. So probably, yes, I would say there are some changes in people's lives. I can speak like from the international trips that we do a very good preparation for travelling abroad to developing countries. And definitely from the feedback, it would change people's perspective on how they saw things were and how they experienced things in developing countries. So, for example, people might come back and choose not to go back into a career that they were maybe working in and opt for maybe doing something maybe leaning towards the caring profession or moving towards like lobbying or something around the social justice area. Other people would definitely from the international projects, other people would come back and try to be involved as best they can and maybe keep links with the people that they've met in the projects.